Maybe you spent $26,000 on a car that wound up being your own.
Your stolen car.
Yeah. Maybe you chalk that up to a dumb purchase. Hopefully you can get your money back. But what's the most expensive dumb purchase you've ever made? John, we'll start with you.
So the dumbest purchase that I have ever made is when those Xboxes came out, those new generation Xboxes, it was impossible to get a hold of them.
Yeah.
I found one on Marketplace. I've spent $1,000 on it. I was so excited to get it that I didn't open the box. I get home, there was a giant Bible in the box.
Oh.
The dude didn't even give me the Xbox.
You got duped. Were you able to get your money back? What happened?
Oh, absolutely not. I got blocked.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. And how extra evil that you got a Bible.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
Wow.
Sarah said a $300 Dyson Airwrap because TikTok told me I'd have salon hair at home. Now it lives in my dresser, judging me like every expensive paperweight.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, that is tragic. Tim says, my $1,200 Peloton, used it for 2 weeks. Now it's a glorified coat rack with built-in Bluetooth that I still tell people I, quote, ride.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the Peloton. Yeah, those are great.
I've got one of those coat racks.
Oh, no. Kelly's like, I can relate. It's a very expensive coat rack.
We used it for more than 2 weeks, but still,
yeah,
not enough.
Yeah, it's one of those pieces of equipment that just is kind of gathering dust right now. Yeah,
uh-huh.
I get it.
Oh, dang it.
Most expensive dumb purchase you've made, Laura? Laura. $1,085 on crystals. I don't even know what they're supposed to do, but I spent whole paycheck thinking amethyst would cure my dating life.
Oh, wow.
I guess
dating voodoo kind of stuff?
I guess it didn't. No. You know what? Sometimes you just got to pay that tax. And
yeah, that is a little bit of a stupid tax, but with the best of intentions.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you just got to pay the tax and just move on with your life. Chalk it up like, all right, fine.
Yeah. Beth spent $90, not too much, on a personalized astrology chart.
Okay.
It told me I was most compatible with my ex.
Oh.
Who cheated.
Oh.
Twice.
Oh.
Thanks, Moon.
Oh, man. All right. Let's see. Oh, Hannah. These are most expensive dumb purchases. $800 bachelorette trip to Nashville. Girl I barely knew. I said yes out of FOMO.
Oh, no.
Ended up sleeping in a bunk bed hungover next to a girl named Tequila Tanya. That's funny.
She sounds fun.
She does sound fun.
She sounds fun. Stephanie, I spent $400 on meal prep kits.
Okay.
Because I was absolutely going to be that girl who cooks quinoa on Sundays.
Mm.
I am not that girl. I am Uber Eats girl.
I realized after that, you know what? This is not me. This is not me.
I thought it could be me. It is not me.
A couple more. Randy, expensive dumb purchase, said, how about this? Spent $90 for a self-heating eye mask subscription.
Oh.
Yes. Subscription. Locked into a 3-month plan for warm eyes. That's it. That's the whole thing.
Warm eyes. Wow.
All right.
I've never heard of that.
Well, hopefully it was calming for that 3 months.
Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, Carrie spent $5,000 on a starter pack for a side hustle I never started.
Oh, no.
Because I just felt in my heart I was meant to sell essential oils. I was not.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That is one of the more pricey, like, okay, here's your business starter pack. That's a lot of money to invest.
Yeah, that is a lot
of
money.
Side hustle, like out the gate, that's already some stiff overhead. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are good stories. Thank you for that. It's most expensive dumb purchases you've made. 99.7 DJX.